morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning, I'll start out with a few notes about the 2019 CRP mid-contract management. All producers with scheduled mid-contract management activities on CRP in 2019 have been sent packets from FSA. All packets include the CRP cost year information, which is the scheduled mid-contract management activity, and a highlighted map. Now is the best time to plan or make any final arrangements you have to get your MCM activity completed this spring. If you're going to do the activity yourself, that's great, but make sure you're following the approved NRCS seeding plan or have the fire breaks maintained for a spring burn. If you're going to hire somebody to complete your activity, please make those preparations today as the springtime planning period is always narrow. Producers are encouraged to have a plan B in place in case Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate. Spring opportunity to get your mid-contract management activity completed is before May 15th, so you've got about 2 weeks to go. Absolutely no mid-contract management activities are to be completed during the primary nesting season, which starts May 15th and runs through August 1st. Failure to perform planned mid-contract management activities may lead to penalties and or termination of your CRP contract, and then refunds will be required of all payments that you received to date. So if you have any questions about your upcoming mid-contract management activity, contact your local county FSA and NRCS offices. And now the 2018 crop year marketing assistance loans. Grain producers are reminded FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested production. These nine-month marketing assistance loans, or MALs, provide producers with interim financing after the harvest to help them meet their cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows. It allows them to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. April 2019 interest rates for commodity loans is 3.5%. Cass County loan rates are $1.85 for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties around the area are comparable, so call and stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing authorization loan for their 2018 crops through the end of this month, May 31st. And to be eligible for the marketing assistance loan, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in that commodity through the term of the note. And now some reminders about breaking new ground. As we get into the planting and tillage season this spring, all participants on the USDA programs are reminded that they need to be in compliance with the Highly Erodible Land Conservation, which is HEL, and Wetland Conservation, which is WC, provisions. USDA programs not only include those administered by both FSA and NRCS, but they also include crop insurance. So we want to remind people to consult both with FSA and NRCS before they break out any new ground or they do anything like clearing some land, taking out trees, or any drainage-type projects on their ground. Completing these activities without prior authorization may put your federal farm program benefits at risk, which would include your crop insurance premium subsidies. Prior to completing any of the activities, producers and operators are required to submit the form ED-1026, which is a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification form. That identifies the proposed action you're going to do and allows FSA to determine whether we need to refer things to the NRCS offices for further review. Producers that have highly erodible land or HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. So if you've recently added a new farm to your operation, we remind producers to please review their conservation plans of operations for your new farm to ensure that you maintain all USDA program eligibility. It might also be a good time to review your conservation plan on ground you farmed for years prior to heading out for the field for the spring. And now don't forget to update your records. As we wait for the new Farm Bill program provisions to be written and software to be developed, it's very important that producers are reminded to keep us informed of farm ownership changes, any farm operation changes, any bank account changes, or any other farm record changes that are happening over the last year. The more things we can get done this spring in the next several months before the new program sign up starts and before acreage report season begins, which is coming up pretty soon, it's going to save us a lot of time later. I'm going to keep producers to keep in mind that deeds that are filed at the courthouse when ownership changes, they don't automatically get sent to our office or the FSA offices. So producers need to remember to notify FSA of the changes. One of the most common changes that we're not always informed of is the formation of a trust. And if you have a revocable trust, we need to know what happens after the grantor passes away. It's also helpful if heirs of deceased producers to let us know if there's going to be an estate. If you do form an estate, we want to know when that estate is settled and who the beneficiaries of the land and the proceeds are going to be. We encourage producers to let us know of any changes as soon as they occur. As I noted earlier, the more changes we can get done now, it's really going to save us time, both for us and for the producers when they come in during acreage reporting season this spring and this summer, as well as when we have the new program sign-ups later on this year. And finally, acreage reporting dates. FSA reminds crop and livestock producers that all 2019 crops and land uses must annually be certified by filing the form FSA 578, which is a report of commodities. That needs to be done by July 15th. Crop certification reports are required for producers who are going to enroll in the ARC and PLC programs, as well as if you take out commodity loans, if you have any loan deficiency payments, if you're in Conservation Reserve Program or CRP, if you have any non-insured crop assistance program or NAP, and if you have any livestock forage disaster programs. In most cases, all the crops on the farm must be reported for the program compliance. We also need the acreage report. When you bring that in, we need the planting dates, the type and variety of the crop, and the accurate acreages that you have for each of those crops that you plant. It's a producer's responsibility to accurately report those acres and then let us know what the share or the producer's share, who has the risk in the crops. Any discrepancies that are found later, that might affect your eligibility on any other FSA-administered programs. Acreage reports may be filed out once your crops are planted. If you file them after July 15th, you're going to be charged a minimum inspection fee of $46 per farm. If you're going to think about having to deal with things like prevented planting or failed acreage, we remind producers to visit with their crop insurance agent before you report those acreages to FSA. June 15th is the deadline to report your prevented planting corn, and if you have prevented soybeans, that date is June 30th. Just to remind producers, if you're going to save time and make sure we have things ready for you, we appreciate and highly encourage that the appointments are you call for an appointment to schedule so we have everything ready before you come in. In closing, more information on any of the topics covered today, any of the questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, our office is at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.